This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1588. Is youth wasted on the young?
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, learn a common English phrase that natives use when they give advice. Plus, Lindsay and Michelle talk about the importance of mentors and getting clear words of wisdom when you make a big decision in life. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey there, Michelle. What's going on?
Hey, Lindsay. Not too much. How are you?
Oh, feeling good. Feeling good. Yeah. I'm here on the East Coast visiting family. So feeling good. I like to smell the salt air and get that in my hair and just being by the ocean. I love it.
How close are you to the ocean?
Well, I'm looking at the harbor right now that my parents kind of live right on the harbor and the ocean is on the other side of the street. So it's not ocean that you would expect, like fancy ocean, like beachy ocean. It's New England rough ocean. Like, you know what I mean? Coastline.
I just went to the beach for the first time. Well, actually, I've been twice this year already. I haven't really. It's like been too cold to actually lay out or anything. Oh, but we've walked on the beach with my son and let him play in the sand. And it's nice, too.
It is really nice. It's good for you. It's so good for the soul to be by the ocean, I think.
Definitely. So, Lindsay, I mean, you moved from Boston across the country. Well, you moved to LA and then you moved to Denver. So do you have any pearls of wisdom for anyone who's making a big move, especially maybe across the country?
Yeah, I would say just try to be flexible and open-minded about what you're going to find. Don't expect your lifestyle to be the same on the East Coast versus the West Coast versus the middle of the country, right? Mm-hmm. Lifestyle is different in all these different cities. Like New York is not the same as Denver, not the same as LA as well. So, yeah,
right.
Being open.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, awesome. I love it. Yeah. So I asked you about pearls of wisdom. What does that mean?
So it's kind of a piece of advice or a bit of knowledge that you can share.
Yeah.
So you came up with this idea for today's episode, Michelle. Did it come from a conversation you were having with a friend?
Yeah. I mean, I think I was either talking to someone or heard it on TV. That's usually when I write something down because I'm like, oh, this is a good one. This is a good one. So definitely. I mean, yeah. Some bit of advice, something you can share with someone. So, and this one, it kind of reminded me of, we did an episode, somebody asked about the word Yoda.
Okay, yeah.
Do you
remember
that?
Of course. Yeah, I remember
definitely.
That.
So guys, that is episode 1520. What has shaped you? How to describe formative people and events in English? So that is a good one to listen to for today.
And so people do use this in general conversation, right? I mean, what is a pearl? So just to go back to basics.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a pearl, I mean, you think of like the literal pearl, mm-hmm. right? The jewelry that, you know, that
comes from oysters, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So that's where it comes from, I think. You know, it's like that special thing like that you can find that's really unique. So that's how we use it now. We don't just use it to talk about the jewelry or anything like that. It's just something special, a unique thing that you can learn that can be really helpful. Actually, you know why? I know why I thought of this. It was Dan. He like sometimes like talks with people from work and he always says, oh, like I got a little pearl. And apparently that's like common amongst his work crowd to say to get a pearl. It's funny.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay. I could see that. And by the way, mentors, we could do another episode on how important it is to have a mentor, because I'm picturing Dan with like a mentor talking to someone older who can give him a pearl of wisdom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On how to work in his field, right?
Yeah, so, exactly. So,
but exactly. Yeah, yeah, mentors are great. We need to try to find mentors, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Do you have a mentor?
I've had multiple formal and informal mentors over the years, but there's no single person that has been my mentor long term. That's what I've kind of been missing. You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly. Yeah, I know. I think that relationship is kind of cool. I've never had a formal mentor either, but
it's really cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right, but we have a pearl of wisdom for you, which is to listen to the IELTS Energy podcast, right, Lindsay?
To get more pearls of wisdom.
Yes.
When it comes to IELTS. So guys, if you don't know, All Ears English does a ton of IELTS training, and we have an entire podcast just dedicated to the IELTS exam. IELTS Energy Podcast, where we have Jessica Nobby, trained IELTS experts. Jessica was an examiner for 14 years. So you're going to get a lot of pearls of wisdom over
there. Oh my gosh. So much knowledge over there.
So much. So go over, subscribe, or follow. Now the wording is follow. So follow the IELTS Energy podcast. Cool.
Perfect. Okay, Lindsay, so how could we use pearls of wisdom? What's an example?
Okay, so this is typical, right? My grandmother gave me some pearls of wisdom that I will never forget. Yes.
Exactly. Or you could say in a more business context, kind of how I was talking about. At the informational interview, I didn't find out about any specific jobs, but I got some pearls of wisdom for how to network.
Perfect. Yeah. It makes me think of, you know, elderly people who are older, they do have a lot of pearls of wisdom that we should pay attention to more often.
Oh my gosh. I totally agree. I think that sometimes people ignore those things and we shouldn't.
Exactly. Yeah, we should not. And what about you, Michelle? When you started your career teaching as a teacher, did you get any pearls of wisdom in graduate school, or was there anyone that told you anything?
I think so many from grad school. But of course now I can't think of them. Like I'd have to like really make a list here. I mean, I think one of them is a lot, you know, for being a teacher. One of them is I just recently spoke about this is about like trying to do too much at once. Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, not teaching, not, you know, having a long 50 word vocabulary list and just like throwing it at the students and things like that. Like that, you know, really kind of knowing that balance between wanting to teach and wanting to actually have students learn.
Completely.
So that's I think, that was a big pearl of wisdom. But there are a lot. What about you? I mean, what about when starting All Ears English? Did anyone give you any pearls of wisdom?
I think a lot of people did, but nothing comes to mind now. But there was one person when I was thinking of teaching English in Japan. I sat down for coffee and I just remember this moment. It's weird that there are moments that we remember. This woman who was probably 10 or 15 years older than me, she had lived in Japan. She had taught English there. She had done all that. And she said, you know, just if you don't hesitate, just do it. She said, the world is your oyster. And this ties in with pearls.
Oh, yeah.
Too.
The world is your oyster. And then the pearl, of course.
It ties in. And I just remember that. And I remember thinking, I'm 22. I should do this. I should go to Japan. I should enjoy. I don't need to follow any rules, you know?
That was one
of the best pieces of wisdom or pearls of wisdom. So
nice. Yeah. I love it. I love that. And of course, you would never trade that experience.
No, never, never. Oh my gosh.
So, yeah, I mean, people, I don't know. I think it's good to ask people like grandparents or people in positions in their career that maybe you wish that you'd have one day, or other people that you aspire to be like a role model. So it's good to really ask people for that advice.
I think so too. Sometimes people won't necessarily just give it out because they don't know, or they don't know that you would value it, but you got to seek it out. Same thing with role models or mentors. We do have to seek it out. They're not going to come after us.
Right. Oh, yeah, exactly. If you want to get the information, you have to. I mean, and sometimes it doesn't always just come naturally. You can't always just say like, yo, what advice do you have? I mean, you can, of course, ask directly, but sometimes the best advice comes out more naturally, I think.
Mm-hmm. Completely. Completely.
Are you planning to take IELTS in 2021? Now is the time to start getting ready for it, guys, because it doesn't have to be lonely and boring. Go and follow the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English, where you'll learn with our trained IELTS experts who have knowledge based on 14 years of examiner experience. Go and listen to Jessica and Aubrey over at the IELTS Energy podcast. See you there.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
So are there any other phrases, Michelle, that mean the same thing? Maybe we could throw out like maybe one or two. What do you think?
Let's do it. Well, okay. There's piece of advice. We can do that quickly because I think we've done that before. So yeah. If I can offer you one piece of advice, it would be to not waste your time being stressed.
Oh, yes. And then I like the next one. We'll do this one. Yeah. Words of wisdom.
Instead of pearls, now it's words.
I think we may have used this term on the show before too, right? Can I offer you some words of wisdom? Youth is wasted on the young. Famous phrase.
Okay. Yeah. What do you think about that expression?
Youth is wasted on the young. Yeah. I probably, because we don't appreciate it when we're young. We're so in our heads and self-conscious. But if we really could step back and be like, oh, I'm young, I have no responsibilities, it's great, then it would be better. Yeah, I agree with that. Do you disagree?
No, I agree with it. I think, you know, sometimes I think of like when I was in school, like, you know, even high school, like learning history and having the time to learn all of that stuff. And
oh, yeah.
I just think, if I could have the opportunity to do it all over again, I would have like really, really like been excited to learn.
Completely.
I would have really wanted to learn everything more. But at the time, I think it also says something about education in general is like, yeah, at the time you're just kind of like, oh, I need to like get a good grade on my, get a good score on my SATs. I need to get into college. You're always thinking about the next step. You're not like learning necessarily to learn.
Exactly. I mean, so what do you think was the pivotal moment where that was it traveling that made you interested in history more?
Yeah, I think that it was traveling because I remember when I was growing up, we traveled a lot and we would always go on tours. And I mean, part of it is travel and part of it is just growing up and like being a little older. Like, I mean, I always found the tours to be extremely boring when I was like a little kid going with my parents. But now, you know, whenever we travel, we go on tours and then we learn about it. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, I really wish that I had taken things more seriously. Yeah.
I feel the same way, Michelle. I've had a very similar experience. I think part of it is actually just living through cycles of history yourself now. I mean, we live through 9/11, right? We live through the space, the first teacher in space, all these things. all these events in history, we've been here, the crash of 2008. So we can see cycles,
the pandemic,
booms and busts and pandemic. And so I don't know, I guess like life, history just becomes more interesting because we've lived through our own history.
True. I agree. So some of it, so that's why I think they say it's like wasted on the young, is because when you're young, you're not, I mean, like more like, you're probably not going to be interested, and it's not your fault. So in a way, you know, there are other ways that you can use that expression where it is more of that fault.
Yeah, yeah, totally, totally.
But sometimes it's just the natural way things go.
I think schools still have to figure out how to engage students in that way, though. I mean, they have to figure it out. Maybe it has to happen at home. I'm not sure. Anyways, yeah.
So. Should we do one more word?
Okay, let's jump ahead to the role play.
All right, we'll do the role play, and then we'll glaze over. Okay, all right, we're excited. Okay, Lindsay is asking me advice on choosing a school.
Okay, choosing like a college, is that what we're talking about? Okay. All right, this is tough. Do you have any pearls of wisdom as someone who studied math as well?
Well, I would say make a list of pros and cons for each school. That always helps me.
That's a good idea.
And let me offer one piece of advice. Spend a day checking out each school. See if you like the community and the campus, because that's important too.
Oh, thanks for those words of wisdom. Great insight. And here we added insight, which was one of our key words
which
that
was
we
a
didn't
bonus
quite
word.
Get to. Yeah.
Exactly. So, yes. Okay. So, Lindsay, choosing schools. That's what we're talking about here. Do you remember choosing your school?
Yes, I do remember that. Mm-hmm. I remember, I chose to go to Virginia. I went to college down in Virginia. Yeah. So I don't remember if I talked to anyone. I think it was just because it was cheaper. The school was a better price. That's why
sometimes
I chose
that's
mine.
What it is. Exactly.
But like twice the price. I mean, college, yeah, expensive college is already astronomical here in our country, right, Michelle?
Yeah.
So, yeah, if I could save 50% on the cost of my education, I was going to do that.
Yeah, I think it's a smart move. I think it's a smart move. So that might be your pearls, a pearl of wisdom you'd give to like somebody choosing a college now.
Yeah, don't overspend. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Exactly. So yeah, you said, do you have any pearls of wisdom, right?
Mm-hmm,
So any advice, basically.
Yeah. And then you said, let me offer one piece of advice. Again, that's, you know, the vocabulary terms. And then at the end, I said, thanks for those words of wisdom. Great insight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, definitely. So, yeah, all about giving advice, sharing something special.
Yes.
These are really good. So, guys, remember, go on and listen to the IELTS Energy podcast for tons of pearls of wisdom on IELTS.
Yeah, for sure. And are there any other episodes of All Ears English that our listeners should dig into before we do the takeaway for today?
Let's do it. So we have 1107 is it's just my two cents, how to give your unsolicited opinion in English. And then another one that, you know, these are all ones that could relate a little bit is 1467, which is the trick to giving away your secrets in English. Oh, and also one more. Lindsay, do you see?
Okay. This is episode 647. How to give advice. 649. How to give advice in a humble way with 5 English phrases. So good.
Lots of stuff for you there.
I mean, it's a big conversation topic, giving advice, giving your words of wisdom. So a very good connection skill. For sure.
Definitely. I love it. Yeah. So big connection skill. Guys, we gave you the tools to talk about it today. And definitely use these expressions in your conversations.
All right. Sounds good, Michelle. Thanks for hanging out today and talking about pearls of wisdom.
Definitely. Have a good one, Lindsay.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.